Okay, let's head on down, way down to the land down under, to Oz and Adelaide, Australia. David Oates standing by with some more remarkable evidences of how we can find out what the subconscious is really thinking and really feeling, regardless of what the conscious forward speech says. Reverse speech is the ticket. And this man has spent over 30 years researching how the subconscious speaks in reverse, and we all hear it. We just aren't consciously aware of it. But if you've been around someone you don't get a good feeling from, or you don't trust, you're speaking in reverse to each other, and you're probably hearing things that aren't going to augur well for your relationship or whatever is being discussed. In other words, it's the ultimate lie detector. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hello, sir. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, good, good. You sound right here, bright and cheery. How's everything going down there? Good?
Yeah, everything's going really well. Business is good. Reverse speech is going well. I'm furiously writing yet another book after I finished one a couple of weeks ago.
So wow. That was the best book you've ever written. Is this one going to be better?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a good one.
Autobiography.
How I discovered reverse speech and all my adventures and misadventures along the way.
I know quite a few of those, and that is going to be one hell of a book. Wow.
So it's being written right now. And nice. Also started doing some research into 911, started that last week.
We're going to do a special on 911?
Oh, yeah, give me a few more weeks yet to unravel it all. I got a few little clues.
Very good. Well, as you know, if you look on the right-hand side of my homepage, you can see David's work on the JFK assassination. Absolutely stunning, stunning reversals of all the key players, from LBJ to Jack Ruby, everybody in between. They're all there. You can hear their forward and their reverse speech, and they're all guilty. It's amazing. They all had their roles to play, and reverse speech has exposed all of it. Just stunning. Yes. Turn David down just a little bit, Todd, please. He's a little bit almost on the distortion level.
Turn you down here.
It's you? Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay, all right. What do we have for our listeners tonight?
Well, we have a few. We're going to look at, we'll start off with looking at Trump talking about Brexit when he was in Scotland. And then we got some on Hillary Clinton and Obama and Donald Rumsfeld, who recently came out and Donald Trump.
So God, you know, Donald Rumsfeld, every time I hear the name, I'm reminded, of course, of his role in legalizing or approving aspartame. And just yesterday, or the day before, Pepsi-Cola announced that they're putting aspartame back in Diet Pepsi, because the sales had fallen off that much when they took it out. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that aspartame, among its horrors of being a carcinogen and a neurotoxin and all kinds of other things, it's also addictive. It's an addicting property. Sales are off. Why? Because people aren't getting that buzz from the aspartame. And that could be the methanol in it. I don't know, but that was a shock.
Wow!
Pepsi is putting it back in, a known killer, back in the drinks.
Well, some of Rumsfeld's reversals aren't very nice, you'll probably feel vindicated when I play them.
He's not a nice guy. I know. All right.
He did come out and endorse Donald Trump, so he was fair game for reversal analysis.
Okay. So. Very good.
Okay, so here's Trump at Brexit. This is his very first reversal as he starts talking about Britain leaving the EU.
They want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again. So I think you're going to have this happen more and more.
A rather empathetic statement in reverse. He says, I know it hurts.
Money with gaps.
You hear that one?
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a bit of empathy there on Donald Trump's part.
Well, I think Britain has been suffering at least as much as any other country in the so-called EU, and I do feel the Queen has always hated it. I think that was one of the reasons they got out. But yeah, very interesting. Well, that's the man. The man has a heart. He's a warrior type, but he really has compassion. So yeah, good.
Oh yes, okay. All right, here's the next one I'm going to play. One of Ford's.
You know, the question was, what do I think? And I gave my opinion a few times over the last few months.
Oh, about Brexit, I think. Or the national, I'm not too sure what he's talking about. Economy something. Oh, now, gee whiz, now I should have noted the context down. Anyway, Russell says, I am big on it.
I'm big on it.
So it's a congruent reverse or whatever issues he's talking about.
Yeah, that's wild. That's very clear. I am big on it. That is no arguing. That's what he said. We'll play the forward again just for fun.
Yeah, sure. So well, here's the forward.
You know, the question was, what do I think? And I gave my opinion a few times over the last few months.
I am big on it.
I'm big on it.
So whatever.
Oh, he's talking about Brexit, David. I think I saw that quote or heard it. I think he's talking about Brexit.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, anyway, so, I've got my opinions about it. You know?
Totally congruent.
Yeah, absolutely. As we expect from Trump. Okay, here's the next one.
But when you're taking them into the United States by the thousands, and we don't know who they are, when you're taking them into Germany and other countries, and all you have to do is look around the world, see what's happening. There's some real problems.
And here he says, hear the past, are we slow?
Hear the past, are we slow?
Are we slow to learn the lessons of history?
We certainly are.
Is what he's saying. So, insightful comment from Donald Trump.
Yeah, very wise, yeah.
Now, here's another insightful comment that's totally out of context. And it's interesting. I'm going to play this reversal and tell you something very interesting that I noticed in my email this week.
Okay.
So, anyway, we'll play this.
And people that you don't want or people that you don't think are going to be appropriate for your country or good for your country, you're not going to have to take. And, you know, look, Europe, like the United States, has made tremendous mistakes over the last period of time.
And here he says, out of context, yes, and I need help, pray for money.
Yes, then I need help, pray for money.
Yes, then I need help, pray for money.
You hear that?
Yes, then I need help, pray for money.
Yeah, I do, and I think he's talking about possibly the transition from the primary season when he financed everything himself, now into the general election when he's going to have to raise a lot of money, lots of money. And I think that's what that may be relating to. Just a guess, but that's...
No, you're exactly right. I've been on Donald Trump's email list for months.
Ah.
And for the first time, I got two emails asking for contributions.
Uh-huh.
Right after I found this reverse, I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is. Well, very good. Yeah. Well, he's got to raise the money. He will. There's no question about it. But it's... Remember, he's never been in this game before. This is a game. Politics is a game. It's a rigged game, except for him and a few others. But he's got to raise money now, and this is something that is foreign to him. But he'll do it. He's a businessman. He'll get it done. And my God, he's got the people behind him. If everybody who supports him gave $20, he'd probably have it.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah, he certainly would. Yep. Yeah, so there we go. So, you know, I found that little reverse and then got those two emails this week. I thought,
very interesting. I think you should be allowed to vote, David. I really do.
Oh, look, I think I'm influencing quite a few votes.
I'd say you are.
Yeah. So I'm having my say. Actually, I voted in the Australian election today. We had a general election, so we'll be watching that tonight to see who wins. All very boring, though. Oh, the debate. Look, I started doing reversals on the debates. I thought, why am I even doing this? And I stopped and went back to 911.
Better off.
So boring. All right, here we go. He's talking about his golf course now. I think he's off topic of Brexit.
Really, I want to support my children who have really poured their hearts and souls into this development. So, but you know, I think you understand. Yes.
Okay, interesting reversal. It will be a little bit of discussion. Okay, so he's put his son and daughter, Eric and Ivanka, in charge of the golf course, I believe. So he says back, was love the boss, that beloved send us this loss. Here we go.
Not boss. Not beloved send us this loss. Not boss. Not beloved send us this loss.
You hear that? I'll do it one more time.
That's a tough one. I think it's there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one. I just wondered whether it was looking into the future. Maybe Eric won't run it as well as he would like him to. I don't know. Anyway, just put it out there.
It's
interesting reversal. It doesn't really matter at this stage, but I like to put things out there and revisit them.
You do that, yes.
Okay, let's have a change of pace altogether, okay? And we'll look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Absolutely. Okay, so here we go. I don't know what she's talking about here. I don't have any notes on it, so we'll just play it.
Well, I have to tell you, I have tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Do I want to puke now, David, or wait till after the hour's up? God, every time I hear that woman, she lies. Every time I hear her talk, she lies.
Well, what do you hear the reversal? And our families kill the law.
Do not understand the law.
Do not understand the law.
You hear that?
Do not understand the law.
I hear that or something worse. And our families kill them all.
Oh, okay.
Do not understand the law.
Oh my gosh.
Do not understand the law.
Hear the M?
Wow. Gee whiz. Well, that's intense.
Our families kill them all. Look at the Clinton death list. Another one just the other day, David. Did you hear about that?
No, who was
this? The African-American guy who worked with her was being forced to testify, and he was going to testify against her, I believe, before a Senate congressional committee, and he was at home, and they say he was a weightlifter in training, always just keeping his body trim, and they say he died as a barbell ended up laying across his throat and he asphyxiated.
Oh, yeah, as if.
Exactly. Another one.
Oh, my God.
The Clinton death list is endless.
Yeah, we played the reversals on Vince Foster of two or three shows ago, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Another dead one. Don't testify against the bitch, or you'll pay the price.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so here's Hillary Clinton talking about Benghazi yet again.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
Unbelievable.
I had a worry. I had a worry.
Yeah, I'll bet she did.
More than one, I'm sure.
Wow. Can you play the one before? I do hear an M in there, David, and I think kill them all.
Okay, and our family.
I think that's there.
Kill them all. Okay, so here's the forwards. I run the forwards again.
Well, I have to tell you, I have tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
So listen, folks, as I say, and our families kill the law, or our families kill them all.
Do not number steal the ball.
Wow.
Do not number steal the ball.
Wow.
Do not number steal the ball.
I hear that M loud and clear in there. Them all.
No, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. Wow. Just add it to the Clinton death list.
Yeah.
I can't believe they are still in the public eye.
I can't believe it either. This country cannot take them. We cannot tolerate the Clintons of the White House. We cannot do it. It's the end of America. It's that simple. Look at the crap going on today, David. The meeting with Bill Clinton, he called that meeting because he can. He has no respect for any laws. Loretta Lynch is guilty of obstruction of justice. She should recuse herself. She should have recused herself a long time ago. She has no right being involved with this investigation in any way, shape, or form, especially now. This is outrageous.
Oh, I know. I'm watching it all, and just I'm just incredible. I'm shaking my head in disbelief here. And in the meantime, Australia, people come up to me and say, oh, why are you reversals on Trump? He's such a bad man. If he gets in, oh, America's going
come on,
to...
Come on. Those people... Oh, jeez.
Serious. Australia has bought Trump as a bad man. I mean...
Well, they bought the media. That's what they did.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell people reversals I've had on Trump here if I want to keep my friends.
Unbelievable. That's a very sad thing to hear.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How I don't know how, honestly, people can listen to him talk. He's a little rough around the edges, but come on.
Sure.
The basic message that the man delivers has reached such a strident chord with the American public. That's why he knocked off 16 opponents with basic pocket change. They figured he got $2 billion worth of free advertising during the campaign because he was saying things that no one else had ever said before.
Right.
This is astonishing. Never in American history has anything like that happened.
And his reversals have consistently every show come out positive.
Yeah, you have you've done a great favor to America and anybody with an open, functional brain. All they have to do is listen to reverse speech of Donald Trump, and they'll get it.
Yeah, consistently there. We saw it again this morning on Brexit. Donald Trump.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah,
Donald Trump. I say. Yeah. And then we shift to Hillary, and bang, our families kill the law. And then this one here, we'll run this one. This is...
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Total lie. That video had nothing to do, for any of you who don't know, nothing whatsoever to do with Benghazi. Nothing. The lie. Another lie.
In a crime, but I did. And there's that word crime that comes up on Hillary over and over and over again. In a crime, but I did.
In a crime, but I did.
In a crime, but I did.
Jeez. Her own subconscious is pronouncing her guilty over and over and over again.
Yeah, I know. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here she is... notes just say she's flip-flopping again, so let's see what she says forwards. These reversals were found by my lady in Canada, by the way.
Good job, whatever your name is up there. Good job. Thank you.
She wants to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Yep. Okay, so here's Hillary again.
I remember landing under sniper fire to run our cars. Now, that is what happened.
Will you say anything to get elected?
And here she says, and they'll remember.
They may remember.
Yeah, we'll remember that she walked plainly straight to, chatted with some people and calmly walked to her car. That's what I remember.
I just can't believe it. Now that reporter asked her a question. Will you say anything to get elected?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Now, I'm wondering if prior to the soundbite that we played for the reversal, she was engaged with the guy on equally contentious questions and answers. And she might be saying, I'm going to remember you, buddy. I'll remember.
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible. Yep. Anyway, did you see that little clip with Hillary laughing? They had a little clip of her just laughing and laughing and laughing.
You can go just do a Google search for, I hate to say Google, but do a Google search for Hillary laughing and just take your pick. They're all there. Horrible compilations of this witch laughing. Oh.
So here's that compilation.
What? We came? We saw, he died. We came, we saw, he died.
Anybody who votes for that, Honest to God, I don't know what to say. That is so evil. Now, remember also who came to the Benghazi facility and rescued Americans that night. You may not know, David, but I'll tell you who. One of Muammar Gaddafi's elite special forces units.
Really?
Went in there and saved Americans. And that wretch had him murdered. The day she breathes her last will be a wonderful day for this planet.
Yeah. Well, the reversal is quite sick. She says, awesome, thank you. Listen to this. A little bit unclear, but anyway.
Oh, no, it's not. No. That is, again, another testimonial to the unbounded limits of evil that inhabit that creature, that thing. She is getting off. First of all, the forward speech, she's laughing. We came, we saw, he died, ha, ha, ha. And then in reverse, she's just loving it. What does she say again, David?
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, play it again.
Awesome.
Yeah, there it is.
Awesome.
That's evil.
Absolutely no question about it. None.
That's evil. You can't, that's bad. That is really bad. That is really bad. Gee whiz.
You know, hearing that makes one wish that karma was real and we might see a case of instant karma here one day. This just got to stop. We cannot do this to America. We can't do this to our country. We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thank you. We cannot allow this to happen. That means every single person listening who can vote has to vote. We have to make it so overwhelming that they can't play their criminal vote fraud games. They will. They'll try. This has got. First of all, if she's not indicted, the FBI director should resign in disgrace and go public with everything.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
So that's what's on the table, I think, next. She's going to meet with the FBI tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, how was Bill Clinton chatting to the Attorney General at Phoenix Airport yesterday?
He was the one who first named her to a major federal attorney's job, a U.S. attorney.
Oh, really?
He started her career. Last year they were in office, I guess, 1998, 1999.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Wow. He was out calling in markers. He was saying, look, you know, I can't say what he said, but basically, you know, you owe me. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be here in this airplane. And we need you to back off. Now, here's the other problem. And I've got a story up with Judge Jeanine, and I want all of you to look at that video of her. That is one sharp woman, brilliant woman. And she says, look, the problem is real simple. When Hillary went public a couple of weeks ago and said, look, everybody knew what I was doing with my email. And then she repeated it. She said, everybody knew. And what she was saying was Barack Obama knew. And we know now that at least two of those emails were answered by Barack Obama and sent back to her. He is guilty as she is. So who would the first witness be called? It would be the president. And he should be implicated. He knew. He didn't do anything to stop it. So, I mean, we've got so much criminality here. It just is boiling over all over the stove. It's crazy.
Oh, my. No, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, he's guilty. He answered two of her emails. They've got him.
Unbelievable. Okay, all right. Here's another Hillary parody piece, I think. I can't remember now. Let's just play it. Here we go.
And chauvinist, and sexist, and misogynist, and chauvinist, and sexist,
and sexist. Oh, this is what she's calling a Trump, that's right.
Chauvinist, and sexist, and misogynist.
Jeez.
Okay. Okay, so over and over it says, televise it, so sexist, say the bullshit. Here we go. Anyway, I won't play the whole lot, but you can get the drift.
Well, that's exactly what she's saying in her subconscious. It's all BS, and just keep saying the BS.
That's exactly what she's saying. You're absolutely
wow.
right.
Wow. See, this is so revelatory and enlightening. And I hope you folks listening put reverse speech to the test. If you don't believe it, that's fine, but do your research. Understand that David's been at this over 30 years. ReverseSpeech.com has over 10,000 examples of this. It's just not wrong. It is what it is. And the CIA and the NSA and the DIA, they all know about this. David briefed them for 5 days, never heard from them again. What does that mean? It means they took it and ran with it, and they use it all the time.
Yep. No doubt in my mind, none whatsoever. Yep. It's an amazingly, incredibly powerful technology. It's a direct access to not just the conscious mind, but the unconscious.
It's the access to the person.
What you see in reverse speech is who the person is. You get a mirror reflection of their real self, not what they want you to believe. So it's quite amazing, actually. So, I've been doing it for 33 years now. I can't stop. How can I? It's such an important, significant discovery. It's my life.
Yeah. It's huge, huge.
Yep. All right, let's look at someone, Donald Rumsfeld. Let's see what we can work out about Donald Rumsfeld.
Mr. Aspartame.
Okay, where will I start? Oh, I'll just start in the first one. Okay. All right, so here's the forwards. He's endorsing Donald Trump. This is the purpose of his conference.
Take him. Now,
I also have another reason, and that's that I think that Sanders and Trump have hit a nerve in this country. And people in public life or private life or your business need to not be dismissive of that.
And, I guess a fairly good reversal. I fought for sense to give fun. I fought for sense to give fun. Bit of a strange reversal, but anyway.
To give what, David?
I fought for sense to give fun. F-U-N.
Okay.
I fought for sense to give fun. I fought for sense to give fun.
You hear that?
I fought for sense to give fun.
Yeah, I almost hear. I fought for a sense to give fun. Almost as an A might be there. I don't know. A sense. Well, I fought for a sense to give fun. A term, a phrase, sense to give fun.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is an A there. I hear it this time. Gee, your ears are good, Jeff. Here we go.
I fought for a sense to give fun.
Yeah, there is an A there.
I fought for a sense to give fun. I fought for a sense to give fun.
I think what I think we're hearing him do is going through some mental contortions in his mind to justify endorsing Trump. He's had an internal fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had to find some part of him that can give fun to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've wrestled with this, mm-hmm. and I've mm-hmm. finally come to something I can feel happy about.
Yeah, I sign That's, on with that. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how I interpret reversal. So you got to understand, sometimes reverse speech gets incredibly cryptic, you know, and I do play those ones on your show because they're also what reverse speech
sure.
is, you know, and you know, it takes some interpretation sometimes. I mean, most of them, as I play on your show, just blatant, straightforward, you know.
They're shockers, a lot of them. Wow.
Yeah. All right, here's another one on Rumsfeld.
Even someone cleared for top secret is not allowed access to those compartments unless they have a need to know.
And here he says, there's always some profit.
May it send us the profit. May it send us the profit.
Yeah, there it is.
May it send us the profit.
A little bit strange pronunciation, no, tonality is a little bit strange. But, I don't know. I guess there's always profit around secrets. I don't know anything about the financial dealings of secret agencies.
Anyway. Oh, there's always money. See, that's part of the problem of these people on the inside. When they get on the inside, all of a sudden they have as much money as they need, and they don't want to give it up. And that's why they hate Trump so much. He's threatening to upset their apple cart.
Oh, yeah, big time. Absolutely. So,
it's all about money and greed.
All right, here's another one that's marked important. So let's play it. Here's the Fords.
The information, we spend billions of dollars gathering intelligence as a country. And once people outside know that we have that intelligence, they then can prevent us from getting additional intelligence through that source.
Huh. And he says, you blank us. Yeah, that's probably congruent. He's talking about intel sources being exposed. So, would be congruent. That's what would happen if intel sources were exposed. Now, here we have a strange one that's really clear and just doesn't make any sense to me. So here we go.
The idea that when people say to her, well, who has the responsibility for classifying a document? And she says the State Department, as though a building is the one that has hands and can say secret or top secret or special compartment and information. I think it's a serious offense.
And here he says, I'm suicidal.
Sounds like he's being facetious.
Ah, right, that would make sense. Yeah, right, because I know Trump doesn't strike me as a suicidal type of guy.
Hear the tone, the tonality? He's making fun of it. Yeah. He's mocking it.
Right, okay, let's listen to the Fords again. Okay, with that in note, let's listen to what he's saying Fords.
The idea that when people say to her, well, who has the responsibility for classifying a document? And she says the State Department, as though a building is the one that has hands and can say secret or top secret or special compartment and information. I think it's a serious offense.
Right, yeah, he's being facetious. I'm suicidal. Yeah, right, got it. Yeah, there it is.
He's almost singing it.
Yeah, you're right. He's being facetious. Right, got it. All right. Okay, so here we have Rumsfeld talking about if Hillary gets in.
Well, we don't know everything. We have to cooperate with other intelligence agencies. And so I really believe that if she were a yeoman in the Navy or a sergeant in the Army or the Marine Corps or the Air Force, that she'd be prosecuted.
Talking about Hillary, and he says, so afraid.
So afraid. So afraid.
Very clear.
Huh. So afraid that she's going to escape?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, so afraid that she's going to get off scot-free. Because he's saying, you know, if she was any other person, she'd be prosecuted by now.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
So quite a personal. Let me play that one again. He did.
So he didn't like the Clintons. That's interesting. That's good for him. Not that I like him, but
he's so afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, all right. No, he doesn't like the Clintons, obviously.
These people have gotten away, David, as you know, and as you folks listening, you know, with so much. It's just unbelievable. Nobody else could get away with this stuff. Bill acts like he's answerable to no one, no laws, nothing. And in a way, he's gotten away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's his approach.
Yep.
I mean, you don't go secretly meeting, and one reporter saw this. One reporter. If it weren't for that one reporter, we'd never know about the meeting. You don't go have a meeting with the Attorney General about your wife and trying to get her off, or telling the AG that, hey, I put you in here. Remember where you came from. It was me. You owe me. Or whatever he said. Who knows? You don't do that unless you have no respect for anything. You do what you want, you're above all laws, you're answerable to nobody.
Yeah, well, that's what the Clintons believe on themselves.
Yeah, they're
criminal syndicate. And Donald Trump's name, Crooked Hillary, is just so apt. It couldn't be more spot on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, now, cast your mind back. Remember how we've had one character, one name that has appeared in JFK, appeared in RFK. Now I'm finding him on 911. Of course, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, Bush. Yeah. Unreal. So, Bush 41.
Yep. So here we have him on Rumsfeld talking about Intel.
Mm-hmm. I think worse is, if you think of intelligence, you've got official business, sensitive, confidential, secret, and top secret. And then you've got compartments where even someone cleared for top secret is not allowed access to those compartments unless they have a need to know.
And the versal says, Sir Bush.
Sir Bush. Sir Bush. Sir Bush.
Sir Bush. Listen to that. Respect. Yeah. He's talking about intelligence and intel.
Yeah.
This is a guy, according to reversals, was deep undercover in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, like he's acting like he's been knighted or something, for God's sakes. Like he's royalty.
I know, and he's talking about intelligence forwards.
Yeah,
which is
Wow.
Just staggering stuff.
It is. You know, David, I want to just take a minute. I really want to commend you as a, not just a friend, but as a professional colleague. You have done so much to help people understand reality and to see things as they really are, with the ability now to look at the subconscious mind of these criminal bastards. And I don't know where we'd be without these reversals. For those of you who follow them, you know what I'm talking about. You can find them on the right-hand side of your homepage, rents.com. Listen to them, share them, and understand that this is the real deal. We are now, at this point in our history, enjoying a benefit that we never would have had without the 33 years of David Oates' sacrifice. And it's been tough for him. I know what he's been through. And so anyway, salute, friend. Great job.
Thank you, sir. Nice to get a pat on the back every now and then.
You bet.
Yeah. Someone told me when I first started, he said, David, the path of research is long and hard, and few survive. And I thought, well, I'm going to be one of the ones to survive. And here I am 33 years later.
God, do you remember that some of the stuff that I was part of, and you, I mean, not just part of your life, but I mean that the horrible wars and all the, geez.
Oh,
crazy
nasty
stuff.
Nasty, nasty stuff. All over truth. All over truth. The bottom line of all of them.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. The world is not ready for the truth. You know, what? When most people say they want truth, what they really mean is, I want my own belief systems validated. So they don't really mean I want truth.
That's true. It's all egocentric, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All right, here's another clear one on Rumsfeld, which is a bit of a cryptic one. So, well, let's see if we can work this one out.
And I've been told this by one country already, that they would have to be much more careful about what they would share with us.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know what the reversal means. You're with the wobble.
You're with the wobble.
Oh, clear.
You're with the wobble.
Very clear.
You're with the wobble.
Yeah, America's wobbling under Barack Obama. That's exactly what he's saying.
Staggering, wobbling. It's on the ropes.
Yeah, that's actually, I want to play that one again. Listen to the forwards.
And I've been told this by one country already, that they would have to be much more careful about what they would share with us.
You're with the wobble.
You're with the wobble. You're with the wobble.
Clear as day.
Yeah.
You tell me that reversal's not there.
Yeah, it's really fun too, because you haven't heard these before the program in some cases, so you're hearing them for the first time through.
Yeah, well, I had a quick run through these just an hour before the show, just weeding some of the good ones out.
Well, your gal up in wherever she is really got some good ears on her. That's great.
She's pretty incredible. I made my contribution. I did the Brexit ones on Trump. But all the rest were found by her. No, she's got great ears. All right, here we've got a date. I've no idea what this date means, okay, but I'm going to play it. And we'll wait until this date comes around. So here's the forwards.
There's bound to be a range of views, and I could not vote for Mrs. Clinton.
And here he says, December 4th, I knew.
December 4th, I knew. December 4th, I knew. December 4th, I knew.
December 4th, I knew. How odd.
It's on December 4th. Is there anything significant? When
the election? A month after the election.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. Put December 4th on your calendar, folks. Don't know what the reversal means. But there has been many times I've played reversal, I don't know what they mean, and then it comes back later and it's true. So, all right. Here we have...
By the way, I just looked at my calendar, and it says here, this year, Election Day is November the 8th. It's usually the 4th or 5th, but it's on Tuesday the 8th.
Right.
So, all right, very good.
Anyway, there we go. We got a date. I don't know what it means. I'm sure when I found reversal, bringing NASA with December 7th, and on December the 7th, they joined the first two sections together of the International Space Station with seven astronauts.
Oh, interesting.
And the commander was on his seventh mission. That was way back in the late 90s. I found that one. A long time ago. All right. Here's Rumford saying he's going to vote for Trump.
Money that the Churchill people make goes to the Churchill legacy. They've been very cooperative, and we've enjoyed doing it. But it's a challenging game. It's strategic. It's vastly more difficult because it involves two sets of cards and other complications. But it's a lot of fun. You start out as a Sandhurst cadet, as Churchill did, and then you move up to prime minister.
For everyone out there watching, download this app. You can now get it on Androids. Secretary Rumsfeld, always nice to see you, sir.
Thank you, Greta. Good to be with you.
Okay, I guess he wasn't talking about voting for Trump. That's what the notes say. A reversal says, give the sword gamble, which is a metaphor. I'll tell you what it means and I'll play it.
With the sword gamble. With the sword gamble.
Yep, there it is.
With the sword gamble.
Okay. Sword is a metaphor for communication. Very common metaphor. I hear it often. People negotiating a business deal will have swords out fighting. Is some of the metaphorical scenes I see in working with my clients. And sword is to communicate. And gamble. Okay, give the sword gamble. He's just endorsed Trump. And he's thinking, gee, this is a bit of a gamble. Have I spoken the right thing here? He's a little bit uneasy. He's a little bit unsure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which is in line with his first reversal when he was trying to go through contortions in justifying endorsing Trump. So he's not totally 100% kosher on his decision. Okay?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. All right. Here we have another one, another metaphor on Rumsfeld. Gee, two metaphors in one right after the other. So here's the thoughts.
And the person answered and said, act like a superpower. What's happened is we have created a vacuum in the world so that all eyes are turning away from us. And the expectations have dropped. And our friends are less certain of our friendship. And our enemies are of a mind that they can do more. Someone asked me, what will Mr. Putin do next? And I said, whatever he thinks he can.
And the reversal says, whirlwind, and then we have it.
Whirlwind, and we have it.
I know. Hang on. And I didn't hear then, actually. Whirlwind, and then we have it?
Whirlwind, and we have it. Whirlwind, and we have it.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's there.
There's no then. No. Whirlwind, and we have it.
Okay.
Whirlwind and we have it.
Yeah, you're right.
Whirlwind and we have it.
Yes.
Whirlwind and we have it.
Well, whirlwind is energy. Reverse speech talks about a universal energy field called the whirlwind that surrounds the physical body. He's just tapping into, we're in the flow of where the planet's going to take us right now, We'll see where it leads.
Kind of a nebulous statement. Odd fellow, that guy. Very odd.
Yeah, a bit of a nebulous statement. Yeah, all right. Okay, let's have a look at a couple of David Cameron resigning. He lost Brexit. I've only got a couple on him. So here we have the first one.
Delivering stability will be important.
And here he says, delivers new villain.
Delivers new villain.
Wow. Whatever that means.
I don't know. Interesting.
He's not too happy about Brexit, I don't think.
No, he didn't sound happy either in his subconscious.
No, not at all. And here's another one.
We must now prepare for a negotiation with the European Union.
And here he says, May Day Parade.
May Day Parade.
May Day Parade.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that is funny, isn't it?
It's kind of exasperated.
Yeah, it is. All right. Am I going to play this one or not? Yes, I am. I'm going to play this one. I have no idea what this means. This is a brand new metaphor. I've never heard it before. We were, my lady in Canada, I were trying to work it out this afternoon, what we thought this one meant.
Uh-huh.
So here's the forwards.
Although leaving Europe was not the path I recommended.
And the verse says, blank, the four-letter word, blank Rapunzel, bring it in riddle.
Fast Rapunzel, bring it in riddle.
There it is. The only thing we can think of, Rapunzel let her hair down out of a tower. And some climbed up a hair, I think, to rescue her. Unless he's just thinking, you know.
I'd say that's a real oddball, that one.
Yeah, no idea. I'm not going to even attempt to interpret that. We'll just forget that one. If we forget I played it. I shouldn't have played it. All right, okay. Look, how long we got left? I want to play a couple of reversals on my investigation into 911, which I just started.
Very good. Yeah, sure.
Let's just show a couple of ones out there.
All right.
So, where will I start? Okay, so here we have Paul Wolfowitz, 3 days after 911.
It's not going to be solved by some limited military action. It's going to take, as the President has said and Secretary Rumsfeld has said, a broad and sustained campaign against the terrorist network.
And now I found these ones, of course, and this one says, yeah, our boss hidden.
Yeah, our boss hidden.
Yeah, our boss hidden. Yeah, our boss hidden.
Okay, so who's the boss? Who's hidden?
There's
a bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's the man behind the curtain?
Gee, like I said, I've just started my journey on 911. I've got a few weeks to go yet. So here's the next one.
Once again, as has happened before in history, that evil people, because of the way they think, misread our system as one that's weak, that can't take casualties, can't take bloodletting.
This one says, Houston knows them.
Houston knows them.
Houston knows them.
Ah.
So NASA, satellite, spy. So there's something going on. And, here's a really clear one.
See, well, let me just say that satellite technology images everything. Nothing moves without it being recorded and tracked. They knew exactly where these planes were or where they came from. There's no question about it. We have that technology, and I think that's what's being mentioned there.
I think you're absolutely right. Yep. And we have a bit of a strange one. He's talking about Indonesia being a Muslim country, and they would be horrified by the terrorist actions.
I know every Indonesian that I know has got to be shocked at people claiming that this is justified by the Muslim religion. Every religion has its extremists, and these are religious extremists that we're dealing with.
And here he says, kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets right to the point. I guess that's how he felt then.
It certainly is how he felt.
Now, that's all Wolfowitz. I wonder if Wolfowitz was on, how deep inside this he was.
I don't know yet. No idea.
You'll find out. You'll find out more.
Yes, well, I'm going to find this out. I'm a little, you know,
there were levels and layers and interesting. Play that one more time real quick. That kind of intrigues me.
Kill the Muslim without doubt. Okay, here's the forwards.
I know every Indonesian that I know has got to be shocked at people claiming that this is justified by the Muslim religion. Every religion has its extremists, and these are religious extremists that we're dealing with. And
kill the Muslim without doubt.
Kill the Muslim without doubt.
Nice and clear.
So one wonders if that's his sense of it. his feeling of it, or if he's reflecting subconsciously how most people are going to react to it.
Interesting question. Ask me in a couple of months. I'll have your answers.
Well, you're on to something big again. This is going to be good. Go, boy, you get Cheney and start reversing him on this, and George W. Bush. Whoa.
Yep.
Absolutely. You're gonna solve 9/11, David.
Well, I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Well, that's a damn big shot. You be careful now.
Yeah, I know. Someone told me that this week.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we've done it with JFK, but that was long time ago. Now we're dealing with relatively contemporary events. But this will be a big, big deal. So when you're ready, we'll do it.
Okay. No worries.
Thank you. Fabulous program, David.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's our program, our week before the 4th of July weekend. I hope all of you have a time to reflect on what this country was. And yes, we can make America great again, and it was great in the past. When you compare it to what it is now, you should feel nothing but shame. The criminality is so rampant, it's overwhelming. It's got to stop. All right, happy weekend to one and all. Take good care, have fun, but do remember the people that made this nation possible. We owe them. We owe them, we owe our children. All right, take care, and we'll talk soon.